This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado is still facing intense wildfires, and forests may have a tough time recovering. CPR's Ishan Thakur explains.
New research from Western Colorado University shows that fast-moving wildfires can permanently change forests. Those fires burn intensely and can leave huge gaps in the canopy. That makes it harder for surviving trees to reseed the area, meaning a forest may never grow back. Climate change is also increasing fire severity. Jonathan Koop is the lead author.
Well, it's hot and dry and smoky. These problems are only going to get worse until we deal with the underlying cause.
Grasses, shrubs, or even different trees could grow back instead. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
A pedestrian was killed on the shoulder of I-25 near 58th Avenue in Denver early this morning. The State Patrol says the man was struck and thrown over a concrete barrier by a vehicle that lost control after crashing into another car. The cause of the crash is not yet known. Police in Colorado now have a new tool for investigating deadly crashes. Magnus's Law is now in effect. It's named after 17-year-old Magnus White, a cyclist who was hit and killed near his home in Boulder County. White's parents pushed for the law because the driver of the vehicle was not given a breath test. The new law requires officers to offer a voluntary breath test to drivers they believe caused a fatal or serious injury crash, even if they don't initially suspect impairment. Drivers can refuse the test, and the test itself can't be used in court, but a positive result can allow police to request further testing that is admissible. This is CPR News. More news at CPR.org and in the Colorado Public Radio app.